Well, this is PDJF Day across America, and so many racetracks and so many jockeys across the country doing different things to support the PDJF. Now, that is our official charity, has been for a long time here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. But the cool thing is that they're going to do things a little bit differently this year with the Jockey Karaoke event that takes place in Saratoga Monday night, 5:30 to 11 p.m. at Vapor Nightclub. And they're going to do it in California tomorrow night at the Belly Up Tavern. And we're going to have an East versus West showdown when it comes to Jockey Karaoke. And trust me, if you've never been to one of these events, you're really missing out. They are a lot of fun, and you get to see the riders, a little different side of them, a lighthearted side, and it is a blast, and it's all for a good cause with the PDJF. Joined now by Rajiv Miraj, who will be one of the jockeys participating in Saratoga on Monday night. Rajiv, welcome, my friend.
Hi, Mike and Jude. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. You ready for Monday night?
I'm trying to get ready. It's kind of hard. I'm practicing, trying to make sure I get a little polished up, but I'm as ready as I can be, I guess.
So I heard you're partnering with Julian Leperoux.
Yes, Julian Leperoux and I, we're partnering. We're going to sing a Salt and Pepper song. Push it.
Which one's salt? Which one's pepper?
You guess.
Are you going to get Julian to wear dreadlocks?
Not no dreadlocks. That was for the Bob Marley version of our performance. So this is a different costume this time.
All right. So you mentioned you've been practicing. How much have you actually practiced?
Once we had one rehearsal, we practiced the song like four times. So we still have a lot of kinks we got to work out in the next couple of days. But I guess in between races in the jockey room, we'll be singing "Push It." Have all the other jockeys looking around like, "What's going on over there?"
You'd be taking a lot of showers together, right? So you sound better.
Oh no, we won't sing that song in the shower. No.
Well, it should be a great event. As I mentioned, it starts at 5:30 Monday evening, Vapor Nightclub at Saratoga Casino and Raceway. And you can go to pdjf.org to get tickets to the event, and it's well worth it. And again, it supports a great cause. And Rajiv, that new element this year, it's East versus West, because the jocks on the West Coast are going to have their event tomorrow night, and we'll see who's better.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely coming out and hoping that, you know, we'll take it down the east over the west. But I'm sure they're going to be trying to come with their best as well.
How much has that elevated your game and the game of all the jockeys at Saratoga, knowing that it's this east versus west showdown?
Yeah, I mean, we take pride in the east. So we definitely want to try to, you know, win this event in that case, and it adds a new element, of course, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, it's such an important event for all jockeys and such a great cause, and I know you guys, you know, you put yourself out there every year, and it's not as easy as it looks. People think, oh, you know, it looks pretty easy, but you guys take it fairly seriously and really try to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, as an athlete, I'm a natural competitor, but there's things that I'm good at and things that I'm not good at, and singing is something that I'm not good at. It takes a lot of work for me to actually be able to put on a halfway decent performance, because it's not something that I'm naturally good at.
Is it hard to get up there in front of people and do that?
Yes. Especially that I'm not good at singing. Yeah, if it's something that I'm good at, it's easy to go out and do it. But I'm not very confident in my vocal ability. So,
well, look at it this way: you partnered with Julian, right? And he might be one of the worst singers in the world. So you're always going to sound better.
Oh no, Julian is going to carry me. I'm riding his coattail on this.
This is
one of the worst singers in the world.
Julian is carrying the duet. The duet. This is not good.
Not a recipe for success.
No.
He's got that good French melody.
Salt and pepper and French and Jamaican.
Yeah, what a combination.
Yeah.
Rajiv, who's the best natural singer among the jockeys at Saratoga?
Wow. It's a bad bunch. I'll be honest. It's hard to pick. It would be the worst of a bad bunch.
I've heard Johnny and Javier, and that's not pretty either.
Yeah. But I can't. No one stands out in my mind, actually. Jockey's wives sing good, but it's not a jockey's wives competition. So if we're going by jockey's wives, yeah, there's some ringers in there, but like Shay LaPerouse. You know, but I hope she's training him. That's all I can say. Hope these next couple of days he's not focused on riding and he's just focused on his wife training him how to sing.
Yeah, that's good. She has a lot of experience. She might be able to give him some good coaching there. That might give you guys an edge.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Do you have to choreograph this thing too, Rajiv, or you have to learn some dance moves in order to make this whole thing come together? Or is it just singing?
No, we're trying to put on a good show, you know, as best as we can. So we're definitely going to try to incorporate some dance in it while we sing, which makes it even harder to do. It's a mixture of dancing, singing, and comedy. That's how I view it. But, yeah, we're going to try to put a couple of dance moves in it. You know, we just don't want to go stand on stage and blah, blah, blah. And we can't depend on our vocals, like I said, you know, so we have to add, you know, add the extra elements to elevate it, the performance.
Yeah, that's good. You guys will get out there and it'll all fade away. Just like when you get on a horse, everything else you were thinking about goes away. You just focused, totally focused.
Yeah.
Well, no pressure, but Graham Motion said that the East Coast riders are far superior to the West Coast riders when it comes to jockey karaoke. So you've got Graham in your corner anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be on the voting panel this year, which will hurt us, I guess. So we got to try to find out who the judges are and try to butter them up, you know. I might even ride a horse for free just to get some extra votes.
Rajiv Miraj with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rajiv, all kidding aside, this event supports a very important cause, the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. And yeah, we joke around about it and we have fun putting these events together and doing these events. But when it comes right down to it, it's a very serious matter. And it's an organization that can only survive through donations. And it does so much to help riders who have given this sport so much and now can't do it anymore because of a catastrophic injury they've suffered when they were riding. Talk a little bit about PDJF and what it means to all the riders out there.
Well, like you said, you know, it covers jockeys that have been catastrophically injured and they don't have many means of getting taken care of financially and other stuff as well, support and stuff. And most importantly, the PDJF doesn't have any guaranteed funding. So without these events, we wouldn't be able to raise money to take care of these guys. So that's why we continuously do it. And everything that we earn from this goes straight to the jockeys. So it's whatever people donate and the money that they spend at these events that actually helps so much in these people's lives. So that's very important.
You know, it's a super opportunity for people to you know, get involved, to meet the riders, to have a nice evening away from the racetrack and really do some good for a lot of people that need their help.
Yes, for sure. And you get to see a different side of the jockeys. You know, people know us from riding horses all the time, but to actually see us in a fun element, fun environment, it actually, you know, connects us to everyone a little different.
Rajiv, every rider knows when they get a leg up the danger that they face. And let's face it, this is a dangerous sport. And that's the reason you have an ambulance that follows you around on the racetrack. You, a couple of years ago, went through a very scary period after a spill and you had to fight your way back. You're now back riding again. Does that make causes like this even that much more important to you?
Well, yeah, this has always been very important to me. And but I was almost one of the guys that were permanently disabled. So it's even more dear to my heart that it could happen to anyone at any given time as long as you get on a horse. So we always got to look out for each other as best as we can. And that's one of the reasons that all the jockeys push to keep this going, to help out our fellow riders. And also, you never know, it can happen to anyone. So you just got to, you know, keep building it. And hopefully one day we'll have some form of guaranteed funding for the PDJF. But until then, we need everyone's support to keep funding.
He's as good as it gets. He's jockey Raji Miraj, and nice enough to be with us this morning on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rajiv, really appreciate the visit. Stay safe out there every time you get a leg up, and go have some fun on Monday night. We'll look forward to seeing it.
All right. Thank you. Nice talking to you guys.